Memorial Day, the so-called unofficial start of summer, is 8 weeks away and counting. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody looks at the first of a series of AAA suggestions on how to save money on that vacation. This installment deals with lodging.
Memorial Day is a time when we have about 40 plus million Americans traveling, so demand is very, very high, but it's also a three-day weekend when families have off.
Jessica Brady at AAA South in Tampa says the one rule of thumb the Auto Club wants everyone to remember is that historically, the closer we get to Memorial Day, booking a hotel will become tougher and more expensive.
In the past couple of years, we've seen hotel lodgings, whether it's a two or three diamond hotel, go upwards of 8 to 10% right before the holiday. Typically, you see prices go up, I would say, about 2 weeks before we get to that holiday weekend. So if you're thinking about doing something that weekend or around that time frame, now is the time to plan and book that vacation.
AAA has some tips on making that vacation run smoothly. Number one, says Brady, is contacting a travel agent and comparing their options and prices to going it alone.
You know, when you go to certain websites and you're looking for airfare or a hotel, sometimes upwards of 10 different windows pop up on your computer. So for those people who don't have the time or the means to go through and search all these websites, you can contact a travel agent. You don't have to pay for the service, and you don't even have to book with them if you don't want to.
Next, we've all used Facebook and Twitter to reconnect with old friends and post comments, photos, videos, and other highlights of our lives. But social media can also be used to get the best deal on a room.
If you're thinking of visiting a certain hotel in an area or by a beach, like them on Facebook. See what kind of offers that they have. You know, a lot of times many places will have offers they only do on social channels. Or if you're following them on Twitter, you know, make a comment on there and let them know you're interested. You never know if they could offer you a free upgrade or something just for being a fan of them.
Third, if you know where you're going, book the hotel room ASAP. Brady says hotel rates jumped 8 to 10% before Memorial Day last year, adding that this tip is the biggest one to save the most money.
Not only are you going to get the best price for booking in advance, but you also have more options. If you're looking for ways to save money on your vacation, maybe dining out every night is too expensive. If you book your hotel early enough, you have more choices, so you could get a place with a kitchenette. You can also book at hotels that may offer a free breakfast or a kids eat free.
And the follow-on to that piece of advice is this. Book at hotels that offer more than just a place to sleep. But Brady warns that these are the places that tend to fill up the quickest.
Especially when you have a family of four or you have some kids, you know, you want the most convenience. Find a hotel that offers you a shuttle to and from the local attraction. You eliminate traffic, you eliminate having to drive, or find a taxi. You can find a hotel that doesn't charge you parking fees.
If you plan to drive to your Memorial Day destination, AAA's Jessica Brady says you'll probably spend more on gas than last year, as prices continue to rise with no sign of a slowdown in sight.
Now, we have seen things change in the past where prices have gone down in the peak summer travel season in July when usually they continue to go up. So we could see something like that occur, but most likely prices are going to stay right about where they are or continue to inch up before the holiday weekend.
More information can be found at AAA.org. AAA's next installment of Secrets to Summer Savings is out next week on booking hotel, car, and other vacation needs as a package. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.